it says it all right there, because he lives. He lives. It's true this morning. It's true. It's not religion. It's truth this morning. It's truth this morning. And you don't have to believe it. But you'll not go to heaven without believing. Right. You'll not be saved without believing. You got that's one of the keys. Go ahead, Kathy. Good morning. Help yourself. This is the victory day. This is victory day, and I'm glad, because he lives, I don't have to worry about nothing. I know there are frets and worries in this world, but Trish was singing that song. I asked her to sing that, just that one song. When that song was written, it was written when our country was in turmoil with Vietnam and everything going on, and uncertain days. And the man that wrote that, his wife was pregnant with a little boy, and they was writing that song, and it says, face uncertain days. They know what was going to take place with nuclear threats and all this. Well, you know, that's not changed. Now, we're in uncertain days now as far as the world is concerned. We don't know what exactly is going to take place, what kind of war, what kind of tragedy. And nowadays, tragedy can happen. It don't have to be in New York City or Chicago or Los Angeles, but it happens in rural areas when school buses overturn and school shooting. All kinds of things can happen even in country settings. So there are uncertain days if you don't have no hope. But because he lives, and that takes care of all that. All right, so there's reasons behind even a song this morning. All right, let's pray together. We just got good news to tell you. That's all we got, just good news. That's all right. We ain't going to be negative all this morning. We're just going to give you good news. Is that okay? All right. Father, I come. Thank you for a word that we can go to. Thank you for a hope because of a risen Savior. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you that it's real in my heart. Thank you this morning that I get to tell these lovely people the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm not worthy to even handle your word. I'm not worthy to even to use it. But Lord, you want to call me. So Lord, I'm going to trust that you'll clean me. And I'm going to trust that you empower me as you see fit. May you get all the glory. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. Now, we looked at the cross for a couple of weeks there, trying to get you prepared for today. We looked at the greatness of the cross. We can't preach the cross without the resurrection, and we can't preach the resurrection without the cross. You understand that on the cross, Christ died for you. On the cross, he died in your place. On the cross, he shed all of his blood, not a little bit, but all of it, that he might redeem you unto himself, that he might buy you back out of sin, because you are a sinner, and we're not trying to be negative. That's just fact. We're sinners, and he died for us this morning, and you need to understand that he died for us. Now, think about that. But if all we had was a dead sacrifice, then there wouldn't be no hope. We'd yet be in our sin. Christ had to rise. He had to rise. Well, the first reason is because he said he would. He said he would, so he could not. You understand that? He said he would, so he could not. He said that I'm going to be slain and be raised again the third day. He started preaching that when he started preaching. Yes. Think about that, because he preached the gospel. What is the gospel? How that Christ died according to our sins, according to the Scripture. How that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scripture. That's what he preached. You think about that, and that's the truth this morning. But when I think about the resurrection, and we look at now the resurrection of Christ, that he did die, they did bury, and he did arise very early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was yet dark, as Scripture said. He arose. They come to the tomb, and the stone was rolled away. And he said, he's not here. He's risen. He's risen. Go tell it. Go tell it. So he said, go tell. Go tell the disciples. Where's the boat? We got the message. I always message preachers on Sunday morning. I message, I don't know, 25, 35 preachers. I don't know how many there are. I have to count them again. And I always give them a little, maybe a note of encouragement. This morning wasn't much. It was just that he's risen. We have the message. Preach on, preacher. Preach on. That's it. That's the message. The message is, he's not here. He's risen. Go tell. Go tell. Huh? Go tell. It's good that you can go tell he died, but go tell he's alive this morning. Huh? There's a lot of people serving gods and worshiping gods that they're dead. Their bones, all their stuff is rotted in a tomb somewhere, but not mine. We know the analogies. We know the little cliches and everything. You know why he had a borrowed tomb? Well, he didn't need to have one of his own. He just needed one for a couple of days, 3 days. Well, no need to have his own when nobody else is going to be in it. They just borrowed one. I was going to move in, move out right quick. That's just Jesus. That's the way he does. Everything was always prepared. And I'm telling you again this morning that he's alive. All right? You know, when I look at the resurrection, there's some things I want you to know. Trisha sung, because he lives. Well, because he lives. Well, I have victory this morning. I've got to be. I don't know about you. Now, I never was competitive. Y'all know that. Sports never interested me. Competitive, never did. And I didn't ever have time for it. All right, that's probably the reason. If I'd had more time, I might have been more interested, you know. But I am interested in victory. All right, I am interested in winning. I don't have no problem. I don't go out to be on the losing side. I do enjoy being on the winning side. Well, I'm on the winning side this morning. And I am enjoying victory. But it's not what I've done. See, I was always the last guy. And probably because of my competitive spirit, but I was always the last guy chosen. You know, if we're gonna play a game, I was there kicking gravel and trying to make no and never chosen because. But everybody else was always better. But if I was on certain people's side, then I'd say we got this. We got this. Y'all know what I'm talking about? There were certain people on your side, and they don't have a chance. You weren't going to contribute nothing. I wasn't going to contribute anything. But I know, call them guys, we were going to have victory. You know what I mean? I'm clumsy. I can't run like other people. I run like I do. But boy, to know that because of somebody else I have victory, then I can get excited. Well, this morning, I have nothing, and I can contribute nothing to my victory this morning. I was a sinner, lost, and undone, condemned to die headed for hell. But God, in his love and mercy, died in my place and gave me a hope when he saved my soul that I have victory now in Jesus. And because he lives, then I've got it all this morning, and it's all because of him. So I'm on the winning side. Do you know that? You think about that, because he lives? Well, I can face tomorrow. Come what may. Let her come. I can't change it. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. In fact, it may not come, and I'll be okay. But if it does come, I can't do a thing about it. But I know this, that the same God that's brought me already through half a day today will take me through the day tomorrow, and I ain't going to stay here. He's going to take me through. He'll never leave me to myself. Huh? He'll take me all the way. So I've got, because he lives, you understand? Just because he lives. Because he lives, all fear's gone.
Yeah.
I don't have no fear. I'm not an idiot. You know, I'm not going to rush into something, but why would I fear? Why should I worry? Why should I fear? Because of Christ. Either he's in control or he ain't. Now, if he's not in control, I quit. I've been told you that for 20 years. If he's not in control, I quit now. If he's not in charge, there's no need to even be involved in this. If we're going to have to wait till everything pans out, then I'm already a sunk ship. I've got to trust Christ for all that He is this morning. You think about that. Now, if it's all because of Him, because He lives, I know what the future holds. Huh? I'm not concerned about it. I know what the future holds. Now, there's some things I may not enjoy. I don't enjoy funeral homes and graveyards, and I don't enjoy hospitals. I don't enjoy needles and IVs. I've done been there. I don't enjoy being covered up and put in a dark room and forgotten. I've done had all that happen. They just wrote me off and put me in a little room and forget I'm there for 3 or 4 hours. I mean, I've done been there. All right, so what? So what? Everybody listening to me? I've got victory this morning because He lives. Because He lives this morning. And my future looks good for where I'm at. Huh? Because He lives, my life is worth living. Do you know your life's worth living? Now, if you're saved this morning, what you understand? You've got something to contribute that nobody else can. If you're saved, now if you're not saved, you only have potential. Okay? You only have potential. But if you are saved, then you already have something that nobody else can give. But if you're unsaved, you only have potential. Now potential means something you ain't done yet, you can't do. Potential just means there's a possibility. But not if you're saved. There's something that you can do yourself that nobody else can do. You're one of a kind. Yes. See, nobody knows. As has been sung, Trisha's sung it, Gwen's sung it. Nobody knows what's in your little alabaster box. Nobody knows the price that you paid, that you lived in sin and all the things that it cost. Nobody knows none of that. But when you open up that box and pour on the Lord in worship, ain't nobody can give.
That's right.
What you can give this morning. Nobody can offer up the praise that you can offer. Nobody can testify to the marvelous grace that you can testify. Listen, I can testify to the grace He given me, but I can't testify to the grace He gave you. I can testify to the mercy that He gave me, but I can't testify to the mercy that you give. I can't tell you where you've come from, but all I know where I've come from this morning, and I got that all for Him, and nobody else can do, and it's praise and adoration for the big God this morning, the Savior, the wonderful Savior. You think about that today. And nobody can do that but you. And if you ain't saved, can I tell you this morning that He'll forgive everything you've ever done? Every place you've ever been, every thought you've ever had, He can make you as clean as the driven snow. Can I tell you this morning that then you can stand and say, oh my, oh, what He's done for me. If only you knew. How many times have we stood as, if only you knew. If only you knew where I was. If only you knew how dark the day. If only you knew how far away I was. Oh, and He's come to my rescue. Man, that's wonderful.
Amen.
And this morning, if you are saved, you got it. And if you ain't saved, you got the potential to have it. Oh, you need Christ this morning. You need Christ. I'm just telling you about this living Savior. I'm telling you about this resurrected Savior. I'm telling you about God this morning. Can I tell you that the resurrection, there's some things I'll give you, maybe I say 4 or 5 things here real quick, and they'll give you the message this morning. Let's look in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. I want to tell you this morning how important the resurrection is. How important? What does it prove? What does the resurrection prove this morning? Do you know that there's no other, nobody, nowhere, nobody else ever rose from the dead of their own power?
That's right.
Amen. Now they've given me medicine that's raised me up. Huh? But I really wasn't that far gone. Huh? Just a few minutes. Huh? Just a few minutes. But this man, Jesus, he was crucified on a Wednesday, not on a Friday. He was crucified on a Wednesday. And he rose very early in the morning. Huh? Are you hearing me? Everybody listen to me now. And he was in the grave 3 days and three nights. And no other person's ever been raised by their own power. Huh? He said, I lay down my life. And if I lay down my life, I have the power to pick it up again. Huh? That's what the Bible says. Now, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. And Jesus come by and told him, get out. Come on, let's go. But Jesus done that. Lazarus didn't do that. He couldn't even get the grave clothes off of him. He come out a hopping. Can you imagine seeing old Lazarus hopping out, bound hand and foot in grave clothes? And Jesus told the people, loose him and let him go, but not Jesus. Because when they looked inside the tomb, his grave clothes were folded there, and his napkin was folded in a place by itself. That's what he did. I just want you to understand, nobody rose like Jesus rose. Nobody. And it's important this morning. It's the very detail that if you don't believe, you're lost.
Amen.
Huh? For Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Huh? Romans says in verse 10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Next verse it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be ashamed. Huh? And there's no difference, it says, between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich as all that call upon him. That for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Huh? That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
And it hinges on Christ being resurrected. But when I think about the resurrection, I see, what is the resurrection? When I look here in Romans chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. What does the resurrection prove? It proves the deity of Christ.
Yes.
It proves that Jesus was God. Did you understand that? He ain't a man, just a normal man, but he's God. He was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, but declared to be the Son of God with power, deity. He was God in the flesh this morning.
Amen.
So when we think about who died on the cross, God died on the cross for your sins. Who was buried? God was buried 3 days and three nights. Who arose the third day? God arose. Are you hearing me this morning? So it proves, it's the proof of the deity of Christ. Hey, can we turn over to chapter 4, Romans? Romans is a wonderful book to read. If you want to read in the book of Romans, it's a wonderful book to read. But can I tell you, it's not only proof of his deity, but it's proof that my sins have been paid and that I'm justified with God. That I am now justified.
Yeah.
With God. What does it say in Romans chapter 4? Let's look here in verse 20. This is speaking of Abraham. It says, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, let me back up and explain something. If we know the account of Abraham and Abraham's Calvary there in Genesis 22, Abraham went up on the mountain, took his only son. God told him to take him up there and kill him. Abraham didn't have no problem. He took him up there and was going to kill him. Had complete faith in God that God was going to raise him. Didn't matter how, when he literally offered him for a sacrifice, he was going to take a knife and disembowel his son, take all of his parts, pile them up in a pile, burn them all. He didn't know how the Lord was going to do it, but he knew he had faith in God that him and the boy was coming back, because he told his servants that men and lads are going to go up there and worship, and we'll be back in a couple of days. Faith. Faith. He knew that God was going to work it out somehow. So with that faith, what did God do? When he got ready to kill his only son, then there was a ram caught with his horns in the thicket, and the substitute was there, which is a perfect picture of Christ dying for you, a substitute that you wouldn't have to die. That's what we're talking about here. Are we okay? Does everybody understand that? Everybody understand what I'm saying? And then look here in verse 22. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses. Christ, hear me, Christ was delivered for our offenses, for our sin. He was delivered to die on an old rugged cross. Pay my sin debt. Look what it says. And was raised again for our justification. Can I tell you, when he rose the third day, I was justified with God. The resurrection proves. He proves that he was deity. It proves, that I have justification, that I'm justified with God. Can we don't go over to chapter 6? Romans chapter 6. The resurrection proves that I got a new life. I want everybody to look at me this morning. You don't have the old life no more. You got a new life. Quit making excuses. I have this, I have it. We're born again. If you're saved this morning, you're born again. Quit making excuses, going back and living in sin and living under the enemy. Won't you claim that victory because of Jesus Christ this morning? And live on like it. You can. You can. You say, I can't live right. Yes, you can. I can't do it. Yes, you can. I can't be. Oh, yes, you can. You can because of Christ that's in you. Hope of glory. And the resurrection proves it. For I read in Romans chapter 6. You still with me? Let's look and pick up at verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? Newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Because of the resurrection this morning, I have proof that he's deity, that he's God. Because nobody else can raise from the dead but God. God alone, because of the resurrection, I have proof that I'm justified. My sins are gone. Hallelujah. My sins are gone. Because of the resurrection, I have proof that I got a new life in Christ Jesus this morning. Think about that. Ain't that most wonderful? All because of the resurrection. That's why when I called you yesterday and called you this morning, I told you if you could be in church at all, come on this great, important day. Resurrection day. Resurrection day. My. And then, can we drop on down to verse 23? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The resurrection proves I got eternal life. I didn't have it just in his death. I've got it in his life. In his life. Think about that. Is that not wonderful to you? And then, if you want to get deep now, we get a little bit deep here now. Ready for this? Romans chapter 8. Huh? Romans chapter 8. And let's just see. Not only is it proof of the deity of Christ, not only is it proof of our justification, not only is it proof of a new life in Christ, not only is it proof of eternal life. Listen, I ain't got life, I got eternal life.
Amen.
Y'all understand that? That if everything carries, y'all gonna come by me and view my old dead corpse, and they're gonna shut the lid. I told y'all what I want played at my funeral, didn't I? Huh? I told Marcus to do this. Now, this is what my orders are. This is my last wishes. I want Pop Goes the Weasel at my funeral. I do. I want, after everybody's done sung their songs and cried their eyes out, I want them to sing I want it to stop right there. And then I want you to take me out them doors and go bury me, because it's going to happen and I'm out of there and I'm going to be with Jesus. Huh? I got eternal life. Huh? This body might quit breathing.
Amen.
Huh? This old heart might quit beating. But Mark Dwayne Sequist is living eternally.
Amen.
Huh? With Jesus Christ. Think about that. We okay? Then Romans chapter 8. Oh, I'd love to read the whole thing. Nancy will get me. I just want to read a couple of verses. I keep backing up. Sister Nancy, I'll read the whole Bible for you. Careful, honey. We tease, me and her as buddies. Romans 8, verse 11 says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you," He does. "He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." Now that's truth, this one. He lives in me. But see, that's all good, but I want you to understand that because of the resurrection, I have proof of my adoption. Now listen carefully. Everybody listening to me? It says, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He died now. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Now, can we drop down? Can we go to 22? "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Now, if you read on up there in verse 14, it's talking about adopted, talking about Abba Father. And everybody still with me? But verse 23 says this, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." That's when I'm adopted. I get the new body.
Amen.
That Brother Rick was talking about. That glorified body. Huh? Huh? Monday when we said bye to Mommy. You know what I said bye to, y'all? When I buried Mommy Monday, I said goodbye to stomach issues and intestinal surgeries. And I said goodbye to bowls of medicine for the morning and bowls of medicine to the evening. And I said goodbye to the walker. I said goodbye to the handicapped toilet and the handicapped shower. And I said goodbye to the little steps and the frail hands. And I said goodbye to all the frailties of this old body. And I said goodbye to that. But when I get to see her again when Jesus comes, because of the proof of the resurrection of Christ, she'll have a new body, a glorified body. like unto Christ, huh? And I'll have a new body like unto Christ. And together we'll see Jesus, because the Bible says that the dead will bring with him, and we'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words, because of the resurrection this morning. Huh? Man. Man, I ain't going to walk out of this church with my head hung. I ain't going to walk around on this earth with my head hung. I've won more than anybody's won in this world at any game or sporting event. Can I tell you? I'm richer. I'm richer than all the billionaires put together. I've got more money than the national debt. You know that? Huh? That'd be pocket change. Huh? That'd be pocket change of what I'm worth. Think about that. All because of Jesus. Well, that's just what we get with the resurrection. Now let me preach to you just for a minute. Huh? Start over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. I just want to enjoy. But it's all right, we enjoy our Bible this morning. Huh? 1 Peter chapter 1. Because he lives. Resurrection Sunday. Because I'm saved. Because my sins are gone. Am I perfect? No. Do I do wrong? Secondly. Half secondly. Millisecondly. Huh? I do wrong. Can I tell you, Christ took my sins to Calvary. Think about it. Think about it. I have victory because of Him. And I got hope. Can we just read a little bit? We're just going to expound the Scripture a little bit and we'll go home, huh? We go eat Easter dinner, huh? 1 Peter chapter 1. How about we just go ahead and just start at verse 3? Is that okay? It said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." How about we just go ahead and just hold up our hands and say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Huh? Can we go ahead and just praise Him just a little bit? That's why we come, huh? I didn't come to hang my head. I come to praise the Lord. I didn't come to see who was dressed this way or that. I come to bless the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh? Think about that. That's what Peter wrote it down. This is part. The Holy Ghost said, "Peter, write this down." Huh? Write this down so all them people can read it later on. Huh? And what are we reading? Blessed be the God. Huh? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, bless His holy name. Huh? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that was within me. Bless His holy name. How about we do that, huh? 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 And then it says this, "Which according to His abundant mercy." How about we just go ahead and praise Him for that abundant mercy? Hey, I didn't get mercy. I didn't get mercy. I got abundant mercy. I didn't get just a damn. Hey, man, I got abundant mercy this morning. Huh? That mercy holds back what we deserve. Oh, I look around here this morning. You know what we are? We're a bunch of heathens, what we are. We're a bunch of idolaters, adulterers, liars, thieves, gamblers, drunkards. We're thieves. We're blasphemers. We're everything under the sun, huh? We'll steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. I mean, that's just how dirty and trifling we are. Huh? But that abundant mercy come our way and took it and put it all and nailed it to His cross. All the writings and ordinances that was against us. And nailed it to His cross. And that abundant mercy. That abundant more than you. It's more than you. You can't use all of it. Think about it. You can't use it all. Huh? We ain't got to the resurrection yet. We just in the prelude here. Look at this. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy," look what it did, "has hath begotten us again. He born us again. I'm born again. Are you born again? I'm born again. Ain't that wonderful? I'm born again. I've been born again. Huh? I've been born again. Is any of y'all out there that been like that? I've been born again. Huh? I ain't what I was. I've been born again. I was a child of disobedience. I've been born again. Huh? Think about that. That's how come Peter couldn't just say it all like he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again, born us again. And look what he did, unto a lively hope.
Yeah.
I got a lively hope.
Yeah.
It's a lively hope. It ain't a dead, it's a lively hope.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? It's a lively hope.
Yeah. That's good.
Lively. Yeah. That's why I despise dead religion.
Yeah.
Huh? That's why I despise any Christian just wants to walk around deadhead.
Yeah.
That's why I hate it. Because you ain't. It's a lively hope.
Right.
Huh? And why is it a lively hope? Why? Well, it says right here, begotten us again into a lively hope. How? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because He lived, man. Look what I got. Just in that one verse, give me that one verse. I'm satisfied with that one verse this morning. Huh? Ain't that wonderful? Do you know Him? Do you know His Savior I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Man, I know Him this morning. Huh? Huh? I know Him. I belong to Him. He belongs to me. I've been born again. Huh? I'm adopted. I'm in twice. I'm born again, adopted both.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
Think about that. I couldn't get off of one. I'm here with Christ in God. I couldn't get off of one of two.
Right.
Think about that. It's what the Bible says in Colossians, that we're hid with Christ in God.
Yeah.
Huh? Ain't that still in there?
Yeah.
That I am hid with Christ in God?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, you'd think that'd be all. But that ain't all. Verse 3 just is the prelude and brings us down to the resurrection. And then, because of the resurrection, verse 4, to an inheritance. To an inheritance. To an inheritance. What did I inherit? Well, I inherited eternal life. But I inherited all that the Lord has.
That's right.
Well, what does the Lord have? Well, we can't measure. I am an heir and a joint heir to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Huh? So whatever He's got, I got.
That's right.
Huh? That joint heir means I got what He's got. He don't have no more than me. But wait a minute, you say, well, that Mark, you're putting yourself up as God. No. This is what He gave me.
Yeah.
He gave me everything He's got. He didn't give me a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
He gave me everything He's got.
Yeah.
Huh? Think about that. I mean, His bonds, I get half of them. No, I get all of them. See, I don't get half. Huh? Are y'all hearing me? I'm an heir. I got my part. I got my part, and you can't touch my part. Just want you to know, I'm an heir. I got my part. And then I'm a joint heir. I've got all His. So I got all His and mine too. Huh? That's the same thing a man told me when I married Cheryl. When I married Cheryl, we was going on our honeymoon, stopped and got gas. And his old man sitting on a straight back chair laying up against the gas station. I seen him today. He got down out of his chair and hobbled over to where it's pumping gas. He said, "So you got married?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, what's yours is hers, and what's hers is hers." And then he went back and sat down. That was it. But I don't know who he was. And can I tell you, when I married off to Christ, what's his and what's mine, I got it all.
Yes.
I got mine and I got all his. That's a pretty good deal. You don't want to give forth sin. You want to give forth lies and all that filth. That's what a gift for. Hey, see here, I'll just give you all I got. But the only thing is, you got to believe on me. And you got to let my blood wash you clean. And you got to place your faith in me. I said, I'll do it. What the old song say, you know, I wasn't worried about the golden streak. I wasn't. You know, the night I got saved, I didn't. Heaven never entered my mind. It never entered my mind. The night I got saved, I was guilty. And I implored a pardon. And the night I got saved, He pardoned, He forgave, He cleansed me. And then all this extra coming in. Oh my goodness. When the wheels finally red in glory, oh, what are we going to have? It's an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Hey, and it's kept reserved for us in heaven who are kept by the power of God. That's what the Bible says. Verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith in the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. Huh? Though now for a season, if need be. Now listen to what it says in verse 6. Can we read it? Open your Bibles, mark it. Now, wherein we greatly rejoice is all this above. We greatly rejoice because of that abundant mercy and being born again and the lively hope and the resurrection of Christ from the dead and that inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and fading not away, reserved in heaven, and that we're kept by the power of God through faith in the salvation. But then look at verse 6. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Y'all go ahead any time y'all going to start. Y'all go ahead. Wherein we greatly rejoice. Y'all just go ahead. Don't mind me. I'm just preaching. Y'all go ahead. Wherein we greatly rejoice. Huh? That's what we ought to be doing when we walk through the door. Greatly rejoicing. Huh? But now listen now. You say, but preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, it says here, though now for a season, if need be. Though now for a season, if need be. You're in heaviness through manifold temptation. It might be necessary for us to be going through what we're going through. It just might be necessary. That's what it says. That we can greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. You're in heaviness through manifold temptation. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes. Huh? You understand that your faith is more worth than what gold is. Huh? Your faith ain't in something pitiful. It's in that resurrected Jesus. Huh? Though we tried before, might be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Can I go ahead and tell you that season is going to pass? And that heaviness is going to pass? And that manifold temptation is going to pass? And it ain't always going to be like this? Y'all look at me. It ain't always going to be like this. There's going to be some heartaches and hard times. It ain't always going to be like that because it says, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. See, when He comes, it ain't going to be like that no more. That's why we ought to have on our heart, even so come, Lord Jesus. Huh? That's why we ought to long for His coming and look for His coming. And then verse 8 says, whom having not seen, ye love. I ain't seen him. But I love him. I've seen him by the eye of faith. And I've told you many times, I've tried to picture what he looks like. John says in Revelation 1, he said, When I saw the voice, when I saw him that was speaking, then I have no words to describe him. When I turned to see him who's speaking, I have no words.
Right.
He's altogether lovely.
Yes, he is.
Beautiful.
Yes.
He's beautiful.
Yes.
He's beautiful. I know what his voice sounded like.
Yeah, buddy.
Because when he called me that night long ago, he spoke to me with that still, small voice. And he's whispered, it'll be okay, as I've read his word. His words have been so good. Having not seen, we love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing. I believe. It says ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen.
Resurrection day. Do you know this Jesus that I'm preaching about? Cheryl, go to the piano. Clark, you get us a song, would you? How about we just sing Victory in Jesus? Can we do that? Do you know Jesus this morning? Won't you look at me this morning? I want everybody to look at me. I'm going to look right in your eyeball this morning. I want you to look at me. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know him this morning? Do you know that he's real and that your sins are gone? Have you put your faith in the resurrected Lord? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Have you done that this morning? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you confessed with your mouth, hey, I know, I'm trusting Jesus Christ as my Savior? Are you saved this morning? Do you know him as your Savior? Oh, neighbor, if you know him, then he's made a difference in your life. And you can rejoice with that joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you don't know him, won't you come to him this morning? Won't you come to him and let him save you? You need saved this morning. You need saved while there's time. You say, well, you may want to say, well, if you die today, there won't be no hope for you. And you can't promise me you won't. I can't promise you you will, but you can't promise me you won't. Think about it. Are you saved today? Resurrection day. Resurrection day. Newness of life. Oh, you need Christ. If you ain't rejoicing, why don't you? Maybe you ain't shaped to rejoice. Maybe you got too much baggage. It's hard to lift your hands up when you're carrying a load.
Yeah.
Why don't you just slip on out of your seat, carry that load and lay her down up here, then you raise both hands. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, I ask you speak to every heart. Speak to every heart. Draw us to where you want us to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Stand together.
Come. 23.
I heard an old story.
Around 6:00.